Drums, please!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday, so check in every Wednesday.
Hump Day.
At 971freefm.com.
Cleveland West.
And Stick Cam. Those guys at Stick Cam are doing a kick-ass job with this video tonight, huh?
Yeah, you learn something every day. Man, I never heard of Stick Cam.
STICKAM.com. They got a bunch of shows there, and this one is one of the featured shows. Look at that.
Who pays for this?
Not me. I don't know.
Is there a non-profit situation? Do they make money for
it? Somebody's got to make money off it.
Because it looks
so
advertising.
Good.
Is it advertising?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. Dude, we got 16,000 hits so far.
Wow.
So it's more than Al Gore listening and watching. Yeah. That's cool.
It's like
cool.
The whole Staples Center.
Yeah.
All right. Watching this show.
That means you and I are bigger than Kobe?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, for this moment on the web.
All right, the news, everybody, with Gina Gray.
Now, from the 97.1 Newsroom.
Tim, it's a webcast. You couldn't dress up a little?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Arsenio dressed up. Right, Arsenio?
Ah,
I don't look as good as you, though.
You look all right.
You,
hey, baby,
man.
Anything you ain't got, you'll never need.
Oh, you know, so hot.
Arsenio.
You made a dice noise. You said, oh. She made a female dice noise.
He should hear my intro from last night. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. She loves dice.
Yeah.
Oh!
Now, that sounded like the noise
my
used to...
balls.
Bust your balls.
Right.
That was me.
Here's Gina's intro from last night.
Okay, let me hear it. This is
now,
cool.
Now, from the 97.1 Newsroom.
Hickory dickory dock.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Don't give me that look, Tim. It's a nursery rhyme.
I guess she at one point played Andrew Dice Clay's disturbed little sister. That's what she sounds like. Hickory dickory dock.
I try.
All right, anything going on in the news, Gina Grad?
So much going on, Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, the NBA playoffs are officially over as the Celtics crushed the Lakers 131-92. This was their 17th team title, but their first title since 1986. And while the Lakers are moping, the Celtics are celebrating. Here in our first bit of audio, we have Boston power forward Kevin Garnett going absolutely crazy in an interview after the final game.
All right, Kevin Garnett, here we go.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
Kevin, such emotion. It's all right. Don't apologize.
This is everybody in Soda. This is everybody in Chicago. VV. It's for everybody. South Cat, Basswood, my mama Peanut. See everybody right now. Oh, my mama made it, man. Top of the world. Top of the world.
Kevin.
Does he ever mention the fans in Boston?
I think he skipped them. It was an obvious mistake.
Right. He was with them. He was with them, though. They were together. Yeah, and y'all
Michigan,
all around me.
Minnesota.
Oh, y'all around me. I love
Cleveland.
When he starts throwing those things, and you all were looking like, who are these people he's met? Because black
you know?
People celebrate. Oh, yeah.
Well, you can tell everybody here.
Let's see.
You tell us who he's talking to.
Okay.
This is everybody in Soda.
Minnesota.
All right, everybody in
that's Soda. His old, he was there many years after high school and never went the whole route. So
all right, everybody in Soda.
This is everybody in Chicago.
Chi-Town, the Windy City, Obama's headquarters.
Did he play there? Did he play in Chicago?
No, but I think there was a chick prior to his marriage in Chicago, and she was so fine, he wanted to thank the city.
I guess so, yeah, wow.
VV! It's for everybody!
VV.
That's a reference to an old venereal disease.
VV.
He was spared.
Southcat!
What is that one?
That's all Celtics. That's the thing you thought
Celtics.
He left out.
Southcat!
I don't know.
No, Celtic. That was singular. That's the cartoon character on the center of the floor.
Southcat!
Yeah.
SoCal?
I thought he said SoCal, too.
Maybe it's SoCal. Why would he thank people in SoCal?
Southcat!
So kind, I don't know.
Bashwood!
Bashwood!
Yeah.
Who's Bashwood?
That's Tiger's cousin.
Was that his nickname?
Bashwood.
In high school?
Bashwood! Yeah. My mama peanut!
My mama, what?
Jalapeno.
No, it's mama V-neck.
Oh.
I think it's the kind of shirt she is.
My mama peanut!
Mama peanut?
My mama peanut!
Oh, yeah, that could be it.
I hope we don't end up getting our ass kicked for listening to this and trying to decipher it.
See everybody what I love!
I don't need him walking up to me saying, what you say about mama peanut?
See everybody what I love! Oh, my mama!
And my mama.
Yeah.
Oh, my mama made it, ma!
I done made it, ma, I think is what you're saying.
Wait, let me hear that again.
My mom made it, ma.
I done made it, ma.
I thought you said my mom, Megan.
Yeah. No. He's trying to put a bonics in his mouth.
I done my mama made it, ma.
Oh, my mom made it, ma. Top of the world.
Top of the world. That's a Titanic reference.
Yes.
Top of the world.
Kevin. What does top of the world feel like, Kevin?
What do you think it feels
you,
like, baby?
You watching the webcast, if you can see Gina, top of the world! That's what it feels like.
Top of the world.
Man, I'm so happy right now. I'm not finna sleep for a week. Ray Allen had a great game. Paul Pierce, everybody. I can't even take all this, man, but I'm certified.
I'm certified.
I thought you said certified.
Well, that's a Coke reference, and hopefully he'll. I'm certified. That's what's keeping him up.
I'm certified. Michelle, you look good tonight, girl.
Now, is this his first one?
Yes.
Wow.
He got to the playoffs with Minnesota, but this is the first time he has gone from the outhouse to
the big house.
The big house.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
now,
pretty cool.
I don't want to. I might be wrong, but isn't Paul Pierce one of my people, former people? Mm. The KU guy?
He is?
I don't know. He's KU, and he was a local star here, which is why I'm happy for these guys. First of all, Kevin Garnett is a gentleman, and he is what we want our kids to watch.
Or to be.
You know, to be. Because that paper would be nice, wouldn't it? But he's a great guy. Ray Allen was going through some personal things that really, really touched my heart. Ray Allen's son was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes.
Wow.
During this, he was taking all this criticism for his jump shot early on, and we didn't know what he was personally going through. Doc Rivers, the coach, he lost his dad mid-season this year.
Jesus.
I was very happy for him. And Kobe has a ring. Rodmanovich don't deserve one. He got plenty of time. And
I'm sorry, how'd you pronounce his name?
I'm sorry, I'm bad with foreign names. How do you say it?
Rodmanovich.
Well, the defense. Do you know that was one point, Tim? Garnett was in the center of the key. He had the ball palmed in his right hand, and he's in midair. And there's a point where he sends it like a text to Bill Russell. He takes out a cell phone. Still in midair. Now he's in midair. Rodmanovich or whatever was playing whatever he thinks defense is, and he's still floating in the air. Nobody's doing anything yet. I saw him trim his goatee while he's up there. Ball still calm. He put on a dry Celtics jersey, and then he slammed and fell on the ground and said, "Top of the world!" or something on the ground. But he was
that
amazing.
Was an amazing shot where he was fouled and then still made the shot over the defense and banked it in.
I think that's
he was in the air forever.
Our Lakers didn't deserve it, and this will make them go back and work it out. You know,
I hope so,
Or start to look at the back of your jersey and farmer, just go and be a farmer, you know, and just do some other stuff for a living.
Next year, man. Anything else in the news, Gina Gray?
Oh, yeah, you might want to cut the music for this next story.
It'd
be a little awkward. Well, authorities found nearly 100 starving horses at... Thank you. At a horse rescue facility in Pear Blossom, California recently, prompting the arrest of the manager on suspicion of animal cruelty.
Oh, God.
About a dozen horses had to be euthanized, while other horses appeared to be severely malnourished. Manager Janice Damiani was arrested Monday by officials at the Los Angeles County Department of Animal Care. Damiani, who manages the Equus Sanctuary, is being held on $20,000 bail.
Oh, boy.
And we have some audio from this very tragic story.
Oh, man, these horses.
Now at 5:30, horses forced to die because of the horrible conditions they were kept in.
Bad
Tonight,
vibes.
The owner of the sanctuary is under arrest. Welcome back to CBS 2 News. I'm Sylvia Lopez, in for Laura Diaz.
And I'm Paul Majors. L.A. County Sheriff's deputies raided a horse sanctuary following a long investigation into allegations of abuse. But the people
who... How about just putting the story on? We have to the whole introduction, huh? Why don't you just put the whole newscast on, Randy?
What's up?
Why don't you put the whole hour newscast on?
You said take the whole clip.
I have the story, not the whole setup. Hey, it's CBS. We're back. Ba-ding, ba-dong.
Well, you got to know who's telling the story.
Oh, get out of here, you don't. What's wrong with you? Well, you've been working in radio.
2 minutes.
Most of these are the wild ones.
69 miles northeast of Los Angeles.
People do commonly refer to situations like this as a hoarding situation.
Uh-oh.
Equus Horse Sanctuary is teeming with animal control officers.
We found animals that desperately needed care. There were several that needed medical care. There was no food. They were skin and bones. Uh-huh. Most all of them had their ribs showing.
All right, here's why I wanted to talk about the story.
That's how I like my women, though, showing.
When these a-holes who come into Hollywood Park, Santa Anita, and Del Mar and mm-hmm. say that you're abusing these horses.
Right.
And then they take these horses out to Pear Blossom where they say they're going to give them a better life. Those horses are treated much better at Del Mar, Santa Anita, Hollywood Park, and Pomona Fairgrounds, as well as Los Alamitos, than any other place.
Hey, Tim, I saw a video to this story. One horse was too weak to get in the trailer.
Yeah, they had to put him down.
Yeah.
So when you see these complete F and A-holes come on the air, and these guys from like PETA and such, and say, you know, these horses are being abused at the racetracks. This is where they're being abused, where they take the horses after the racetrack. They're not giving them food. They're not giving them water. This is when the real abuse starts. So F them all when they say that the thoroughbred racing is abusing these horses. It's the people afterwards that are abusing them.
You are so animated on the webcast. I have never seen him do that whole Italian.
I can't stand the animal activists that come in, you know, they pretend to be, you know, holier than thou. You know, we'll take these horses from Santa Anita and show them a better life. They take them out to Pear Blossom. They don't give them any water. They don't give them any food. And they die of starvation.
Do you
see a horse like that at Hollywood Park.
Hey, I had an assistant quit because I asked her to get tickets to Ringling Brothers for me and my son.
Is that right?
And she said, I can't do that. And she quit.
Why?
She was an animal activist person, she said circuses are the devil, and you know.
Well, she's a you know what?
Yeah.
Well, are we going to see her the following Tuesday?
Maybe.
You know, I have a quick point about that too, which is really sad. You know, Griffith Park, right over here in Hollywood. You know how there's been all these mountain lion shootings, and they're coming out and they're attacking people, and you have to get rid of them. Well, apparently, allegedly, they were all moved to Griffith Park because the animal activists didn't like them in the zoos, so they released them in the wild of Griffith Park with all the hikers and joggers, and now they're starting to shoot them because they're attacking people.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I love these animal activists. They are the loneliest people in the world. They have nothing else going on, so they attach themselves to elephants and mountain lions, and they do more harm than anybody. These people at the LA Zoo bust their asses to make sure that those animals are kept fed. They have nutrition, they have water, and they also make sure that those animals are well taken care of. And that's why they live for 40 years, you know, in captivity. Right. And it drives me crazy. You know, the abuse that thoroughbred horse racing has been taking since Eight Bells died in the Kentucky Derby. And then this little story, which should be a huge story, out in Pear Blossom, where they abuse these animals until they die, and that gets nothing. But the a-holes on ESPN, mm-hmm. who talk about horse racing and taking the whips away from horses, they'll, you know, get down on jockeys and everybody in the business, but not on these criminals up in Pear Blossom. So them.
How about the horse with the fracture, the Big Brown?
Big Brown, yeah.
How is Big Brown?
I think he's up at Pear Blossom.
So not well.
Not doing well.
Hey, by the way, a little while ago we were playing What's KG Saying?
Yeah, right.
Somebody called one of our listeners from L.A., Victor, and he said it was South Carolina that we couldn't understand.
Oh, that's where he went to school?
I think he went to KU. But
no, Paul Pierce went to KU.
Oh, Pierce. Okay, yeah. Well, maybe that's what Garnett went. No, Garnett came out of high school.
He did.
He came straight out of high school.
Jesus, look at that.
Yeah. So maybe like something about South Carolina.
Maybe
this,
had
this
another
guy.
Lady there.
South Carolina!
Yes. Anything else going on in the news there,
yes,
Gina Grant?
Well, I actually have some breaking audio, if you wouldn't mind going back to this quickly. We have some not-so-joyous interviews from the Lakers after the game that I'd love to play for you. Oh, there we go. The Lakers were a little depressed after the game, and here we have a piece of audio from Lakers coach Phil Jackson as he congratulates the Celtics on a game well played.
All right, here we go. Phil Jackson, the coach of the Lakers.
Well, there's not much to say, actually.
Well, then let's not hear it.
The end of this, except to recap kind of the season, which we felt like was a remarkable one for us. Remarkable for the Celtics. Congratulations to them, their staff, their players.
I think we get it. Anything else going on?
Yes,
in the news?
Well, Kobe Bryant gave a somber post-game interview stating that he was sad but proud of his team.
I love you, Kobe! I love
so
you, man!
More than anything. I'm frustrated. You know, but I'm proud.
Go drink some tequila.
I'm proud of the way that we performed all year. I'm proud of my guys. I'm proud of the effort that we gave. We did a good job.
He's not proud.
We did a very good job. We should be proud of ourselves for that. But at the same time, understand that second place just means you're the first loser. So it's kind of understanding that mentality and coming back next year ready to work at it. But should hold our heads up high. We did pretty well.
Mm. Oh. Kobe speaks in T-shirt ease now. I mean, everything he says could be put on, on a T-shirt. I mean, what was that second place?
We're not second place. We're first loser.
Yeah, first loser up.
That's a great T-shirt.
So he goes home to Vanessa, right?
He goes home to tequila.
And Vanessa.
He does phone sex with the concierge in Colorado.
Yeah.
And then he speaks with Vanessa. No, Kobe's
Vanessa's
a good guy.
His wife.
That's his wife.
Yeah.
And he's a good kid. He takes a bad rap often, but he's a good kid.
Do you know him pretty well?
Absolutely.
You been to his house?
Oh, no. Vanessa wouldn't put up with that. not after my last Leno shot. But no, he's a good man. He deserves a supporting cast who plays defense. And I hope he gets what he needs.
Yes. All right, anything else left in the news there, Gina Grad?
Yes, well, finally, it turns out that Barack Obama supporters could be causing his campaign more harm than good.
Uh-oh.
A good example of this was when Michigan Governor Jennifer Gresham gave a pro-Obama speech today. And the second she incorporated former candidate Senator Hillary Clinton into the speech, the crowd turned on her.
Oh, boy.
And we have some audio of this little faux pas.
I thought they were all united, the Democrats.
That's what I thought.
No?
Apparently, they're like the Jackson family.
Oh, boy.
Feuding.
Yes.
All right, here's some audio from Obama, big Obama rally in Detroit. And they were booing Clinton, I guess.
Everywhere. And I just have to say that for all of those who, like me, supported Senator Clinton, we recognize that Senator Clinton, come on now. She's a great American. She's a great senator. I'm proud of what she said she would do for this state. And I'm proud to say...
Oh, hey! Wait. Now y'all bleeping shower.
No, we can't.
Come on.
We can use showers. Yeah, everybody takes a shower.
I took a shower right before
All
I came
right.
here.
Anything else in the news there, Gina Grad?
That's what's happening.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Maybe something that doesn't say Kirkland on the inside next time.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you at least 4.5 back.
All right, there she goes, Gina Grad, everybody.
It just dawned. I said, I love you, Gina. It dawned on me. Now I'm going to have dice in the concrete structure ready to whip my ass after the show. He loved him from Gina.
Oh,
he?
Yeah. Everybody
bust
loves that
your
Gina
balls.
Right. All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on the internet. Go to stickcam.com or go to our website, 971freefm.com. That's 971freefm.com. You can see us live on the internet. And again, our Sitting Hall is with us, Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday.
I'm the junior in Tim Conway Jr.
Yeah.
Yes,
now, are you also a junior?
No. My dad was Reverend Fred Hall, born in Georgia, raised me in Cleveland, Ohio. And my son is a junior, of course.
Were you born in Cleveland?
Yeah, man. 82nd and Kinsman, dog.
Yeah.
82nd and Kinsman.
I thought maybe like one or two when you moved there from
Georgia.
You
know what? I knew your dad, or I knew of your dad. Actually got to meet him. But I knew of your dad before he went national.
Is that right?
Because I used to watch Goulardi.
Yeah.
And
with Ernie
Anderson. Big Chuck, yeah. And Ernie Anderson, who people out here would know. Ernie Anderson had a show back in Cleveland.
Jesus,
but
right.
Out here they know him from Dodge Trucks Are Ram Powered, yeah. Or The Love Boat.
Doesn't matter.
Or, yeah. Or, yeah. Like,
jealous voiceover, man.
That's
what's
him.
His name again?
That's Ernie Anderson.
Ernie.
Yeah, Ernie Anderson.
Get somebody in here that can that calls horse races.
Yeah, he's the best, man. All right, folks, there's a story that is emerging that a lot of people are talking about, and we don't really do politics here on the show, but it does concern California and Florida, two of the big states.
This is how much we don't do politics. I watched The View this morning, and by the way, boy, does my sphincter hurt. You know, because I know I feel really gay. I feel like I've been violated when I watch shows like that. But it's because it's a woman's vehicle.
Right.
But and you feel very gay. I feel like I should lose my man card.
What are they talking about?
They had Michelle Obama co-hosting.
Is that right?
And I am so not into politics that I'm looking and she's talking about our nation and possibly our future president. And I'm thinking, wow, that's a big fine. You know, Obama probably killing that. And I'm not even listening. I'm such a scumbag. You know, I'm such a shower.
Yeah. Whoever it slides into a first lady, whether it's Michelle Obama or Cindy McCain, there's going to be a young, hot woman in there.
Yeah. Yeah. You finally, know? We can fantasize about the first lady.
Yeah. I mean,
except the other one. McCain's wife?
McCain's wife has...
You had the best observation on her.
It'll be the first one with fake boobs.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that.
First one with fake...
the first implants.
Boobies.
Those
and
are the first implants.
I believe the first one who also owns a Budweiser brewery.
Yeah.
Or distributorship.
Yeah. But
how about that? What a lucky guy. I mean, listen, yeah. He had a real unlucky run in Vietnam. But once he got out...
On the webcast, you probably shouldn't smile when you say that, though.
He had a bad run, man. 5 years of torture over in Vietnam.
And we admire his services.
Absolutely.
And salute
betcha.
Him.
You know, because he could have gotten out of it.
Absolutely.
You know, they said they found his father was a high-ranking military person.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a general or an admiral. And said, you know, we're going to let you go because your dad is one of the high-ranking officials in the U.S. Navy. And they said, no, I'm staying with the crew here. And he stayed there for like 5 to 7 years, got his arms broken 11 times, and finally gets out.
See, that makes me want to vote for him.
Yeah, no,
I mean, because yeah. I would have been like, I'll give you Magic Johnson's home phone number if I can go home.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, you want to get out of there.
Yeah, I know Colin Powell's cell phone number. Come on, let me go.
You were giving up your ostrich green sneakers.
Hey, man, my Magic Don Juan green sneakers with the ostrich on the side. That's what y'all want? So you can stop hitting my arm?
So long.
Yes.
But now he gets out, then he has a very attractive wife who owns a brewery. Making millions of dollars in Arizona.
Yeah.
It's a tough trade-off. I don't think he would, you know.
See, I used to think she was attractive, but you said something that kind of, every time I'm looking at a photo of her about to please myself, I think of what you said.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. This is the only problem with Cindy McCain. In a lot of photos you see, and a lot of bad photos, Cindy McCain looks exactly like John McCain.
With implants.
Yeah.
You know?
They look like each other, the two of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
The first breast.
But anyway, they are now talking. Everybody's talking about oil prices and how, you know, effed up gas prices are.
And I think this girl I met is going to sleep with me because I bought her gas.
You bought her tank?
I put $100 in a truck and she's like,
wow.
It was like a drink in a sunset club or something.
Yeah.
She was like, let me get you some gas. And yeah. She was like, oh, okay.
I wonder if a guy's going to walk around with like $20 gas cards. Hey, baby. $20 gas card?
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of a drink.
You know?
But now they're talking about opening up the coast of California, Oregon, Washington, Florida, and possibly Alaska for drilling.
Wow.
You know, in or out?
I'm out because it sounds easy. But first of all, it's not an immediate solution. That's number
right.
one. Number two is if you're worried about our environment— there are a lot of accidents and problems that come from drilling.
Well,
I'd rather them drill over in their country and had accidents in the oil slicks and kill the ducks and all that over there and then send us cheaper oil.
Well, I don't see any problem. I think they now have the technology, they can do it. And they're not talking about...
You're a radio guy. Tell me about the technology.
Well, I think I haven't heard... When's the last time you heard of one of those platforms blowing up?
Yeah.
It's a while, huh?
And the last time the Exxon guy had a problem, I think, wasn't he drunk?
Yeah, but that was in transportation. That was they're bringing the ship of oil from Alaska down to, I don't know where they bring it. Long Beach, I guess. That's
you violently oppose this.
No, I'm totally for it.
You're for it.
I think they should drill anywhere and everywhere. When they talk about offshore drilling, they're not talking about drilling in Santa Monica Bay. They're talking 50, 60, 70 miles offshore.
So this is not going to happen outside Gladstones?
No. No. You won't be able to see it from Gladstones,
okay,
ever.
Okay, cool. Because that's an eyesore from where I'm living right now.
You can only see 11 miles over the horizon, I think is what it is.
Cool.
So if something's floating in the ocean, you can only see it from 11 miles away or else it would disappear because of the curvature of the Earth. So you could see...
Whoa. The Earth is...
Now, please, don't go with the flat Earth again. But you could see Catalina because Catalina is a mountain, and you could see it from 26, 36 miles away because it's a big mountain.
Oh.
But if you look at, drilling offshore, I'd say let's go for it. I don't have a problem with it. And here's why I don't have a problem with it. Exxon put a huge oil platform down in the Gulf of Mexico, right?
Right.
And the environmentalists were opposed to it. There were no accidents, and that well ran dry. So Exxon was going to take that well and transport it another 16 miles offshore and try to drill again. The environmentalists went to the local government there. I think it was in Louisiana.
Like me. You and I are on opposing sides of this issue.
They filed a complaint, and they said, you can't move that oil rig because it's become a habitat for the... For the fish and for the environment underneath the ocean, so you can't have it both ways. You know these things are maybe good for the environment, the immediate environment down there, and they might get us some more oil. I don't understand why drilling off this coast of California is so bad. If it is out of sight, if it is 50 or 60, 70 miles offshore, I understand that you don't want to wake up in the morning and smell the oil and it's 6 miles offshore. I get that.
But how about the first thing I said? How about the fact that we need an immediate solution?
Yeah, I don't know what the immediate solution is, but I know from 10 years from now, if we're paying $50 a gallon, we might go, Jesus, back in 2008, that Conway was right, man. We should have started drilling.
See, I'm being selfish because I know in 10 years, I'm on one of them carts. In 10 years, I don't have a Ferrari. I'm on a little cart.
Yeah, you paid a lot the other day. What did you pay to fill that car?
$100, man.
$100. I did the same thing.
$110.
I couldn't believe it.
Here's the thing. It wasn't on E. I wasn't empty.
I know. It's unreal.
Oh.
I was up in Oregon, and in Oregon, it's one of the few states where you can't pump your own gas. They got to do it for you. You pull into a gas station, wait for some guy to pump the gas. And he fills it up. I gave him $100, and he says, thank you. And I said, where's the change? He goes, it was exactly $100. $100 to fill the car.
That's crazy.
All right, folks, do you think we should drill off the coast of California? Who's really opposed to it?
Tim is opposed to it, but he's trying to do good radio.
No,
you don't really believe
true.
This.
I totally believe that we should drill in your backyard if we could. Go out there to the San Fernando Valley. Drill in my backyard, God damn it! I don't care. We need more oil.
And my land is round, so you can't really see the riggers. Riggers? You didn't say
you
riggers.
You got to be careful.
Don't use the R word.
All right, who's deathly opposed to it. Maybe you can convince
Marley
me that's Matlin. A bad idea.
Marley Matlin.
Yeah, no, a lot of the
she's definitely opposed.
Extreme left is really opposed to this. 520-9710.
Like
you know who's really opposed to it is that Governor Schwarzenegger. He says no.
Boy, if you say
this guy was elected,
if you call me nigger one more time, you keep figuring out ways of sneaking in these racial slurs.
Yeah. I can just say Governor Arnold.
Swartz and colored person.
Yeah, Governor Arnold.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
But anyway, he's opposed to it. The guy was elected as a Republican governor. He's turned into a Democrat up there, man. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. We're live on the internet. Go to 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com. Click on our picture there. You'll see a live streaming audio and video of the program. And it is Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
money.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
What's up, dog?
Yeah, it looks like they might start drilling off the coast of California here for oil.
And you're in favor of that, right?
I'm in favor of it. What the hell? Let's get it. We need more oil, for God's sakes. Let's talk to Josh in Long Beach on 97.1. You into this drilling off the coast?
Yes, temporarily.
For what, a week?
Not as far as, well, I'm a college student right now, so I'm feeling it more than anybody at the pumps.
Right.
But I think offshore drilling, especially close to California, is okay temporarily, but we need to focus more on alternative fuels.
Yeah, I think we should do both. I think you're exactly right, dude.
They have a new car that runs on air pressure. It's actually it's ready for production, and they're going to release them in India this year.
Oh, good. What a break for us. All right, let's talk to...
He didn't mean air. It actually runs on farts. The gas, it runs on a flatulence type
gas. I like these
gas.
Guys who always talk about, hey, there's new technology coming out. And you're like, all right.
In Pakistan.
Yeah, in 20 years, you never see it. Suzanne and Colton,
tank.
You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi. Hey. Hi, Tim. Hi, Arsenio.
Hey, baby.
I think it's a bad idea, and I think that this has just all been a plan. They've inflated the prices, and so now they're like, well, we need more oil, so we have to drill Alaska, and we have to drill off the coast.
By the way, this is my girlfriend calling.
Yeah.
Hey, Suzanne, how old are you?
I'm older than you, probably.
Okay, and are you a single woman?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm your demographic, right? The older single woman.
I know, but I have a theory.
Yes.
That a lot of conspiracy theorist chicks end up living by themselves.
No, this isn't a conspiracy theory.
Well, you know this all for a fact.
Well, no, but I heard this the other day. Maybe, I don't know if it was on your show. Anyways, I heard it somewhere the other day, and it just made sense. It's thought, okay, gas prices are really high, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, it would be okay to drill Alaska and, you know, offshore drilling that has been, I think, it's been shown to be not an environmentally good idea.
But why? I mean, do you know anybody who's ever been to Alaska?
Do I know anybody who's ever been to Alaska?
Keenan Wayans did stand-up in Alaska.
I don't know anybody who's ever been to Alaska.
I know that Alaska is incredibly beautiful.
I know, but nobody goes there. It could be the most beautiful place in the universe.
But it's important that we have beautiful places.
I know, but wouldn't you rather save a buck or two at the pump?
I had an agent
named Nanook. Because there's more to life than saving a buck or two at the pump.
He was born in Alaska.
Suzanne, nobody goes to Alaska. I've been to Alaska with my mom because she took a cruise there, and she got a discount. I went for like 10%. But nobody goes. So I've been there. It's an asshole. It rains all the time, and everybody drinks because they're miserable as hell. That is true.
Yeah, I did see the movie Insomnia. There was a lot of drinking going on.
All right. Come on, Suzanne. Jump on board here.
Did you know that I had an agent named Nanook?
And, is that right?
And he was born in Alaska.
Really?
He came here and became a William Morris agent.
Now, you know, people say, Arsenio, people say that we shouldn't drill on the coast because, you know, it could be a disaster and, you know, the coast could be ruined with oil,
and
right?
By the way, we're looking for a more immediate solution.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. I might agree with you. Maybe we should do that, but we need something else in addition to it.
I think you're right. I think everything should be examined. But when's the last time you and your kid went to the beach, threw that towel down, opened up that lunchbox or that picnic basket and ate those sandwiches and sat on the beach in California?
Okay, now wait a minute.
How long you been out here?
No blanket, no basket, okay? But 2 days ago, we got on the bikes and rode from Will Rogers Park to Santa Monica Pier. And
I did that with my daughter and my wife.
Right, you ride that trail all the way, and you look at the Ferris wheel, you get a hot dog on a stick, you go back. And I'm not on a blanket, but I'm looking at this beautiful coastline.
Right.
You know?
And you could still look at it.
Am I doing this for the webcast?
You could still look at it, but if there was oil slicks on that bike path, it'd be slippier and you go faster. Enjoy yourself. All right, Eric and Fullerton, you're on 97.1. You think we should drill? Eric.
Apparently he was drilling somebody and we interrupted him.
How about Javier in Pasadena? You're on the air.
Hey.
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 Hey, you know, I got to tell you, Tim, it's great to have Arsenio on the show.
Yeah, he's the best.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
You know what? I tune in once in a while, but I will say, driving home today, I hung in there because Arsenio was on. What I never do is turn the radio on at home. And here I am doing laundry, listening to both you guys. But anyway, by the way,
I appreciate that. And go to your computer for a minute if you get a chance. No, because we're doing a webcast today.
Well,
I don't like your ass that much.
He's folding his own underwear.
Yeah, I don't need your ass that much.
Yeah. That's a little old-fashioned, I guess, listening to the radio. Whatever.
Hey, by the way, do you fold your underwear or you just throw them all in one drawer?
Oh, of course, throw it all in one corner.
Yeah, same thing.
And the socks.
I fold my underwear.
Well, you know, Arsenio, it's great to have you listen to you and all, but I got to tell you, drilling offshore, I think we got to do something about our domestic oil problem.
I think you're right.
And, now, you know, with that, hopefully that does definitely spar the, you know, oil, you know.
I got a way to sell Arsenio Hall on this.
Okay, go.
Okay. What if we name it the Arsenio Hall platform? It's got the lights. It's got the Vegas feel.
Wow. All
you
of
can
a
do
sudden,
your nightclub act
all
out
of a
there.
Sudden my ego just got an erection. I'm with it.
All right. Jason El Monte, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's cracking, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
There's a couple things that, you know, going on with it, because we're not the only country starving for this oil right now. We're not the only ones paying as much as we are. And we could go ahead and do the drilling and actually use those profits to invest in the new alternative.
I think you're right, dude. You're a very smart man. Travis in Temecula, you're on the air.
Yeah, Tim, how you guys doing?
All right. Now, you work offshore?
Yes, sir. Huh? I'm actually driving home right now.
And what do you want, for 3 days off or 4 days, or is it weeks?
Yeah, 7 days on, 7 days off.
And how far out is the platform that you work on?
We're 9 miles. Off of Santa Barbara County, like Vandenberg Air Force Base.
And right. Is it true that the world is round?
All yeah. Right. And you guys pumping enough oil out there? Is it still a pretty rich field out there?
It's okay. There's a lot of oil around us, but Santa Barbara County and the federal, you know, the state government won't let you drill new holes. But
how safe are these platforms?
Really safe. You know, I mean, every kind of, you know, it's a you know, it's kind of like a, I don't know how you'd say, you know, it is a hazardous job, hazardous environment, but.
Sure. It pays well, huh?
You know, it does okay. You know, I think it's hard for everybody with the gas prices like they are, but.
Yeah, but you know, do you have kids?
Yeah, I have one kid, actually. He's 3 years old.
Yeah, that must be tough, though, to explain to him that you're going away for 7 days like that.
Yeah, but you also have a full week at home.
Yeah.
You know, that you have a time off, but the people that are against it, don't even understand the technologies out there. You know, they can do subsea completions where they don't have to put in a new platform and just run a pipeline to an existing platform.
Is that like, you know? Is that like angular drilling?
You can do angular, you know, directional drilling, but you could also, you know, actually complete a well where it's all on the seafloor and then run a small pipeline to the platform and produce it like that.
But isn't directional drilling very expensive?
Yeah, anything in the oil industry is expensive.
Yeah.
But you know,
and how much, in your opinion, you've heard some numbers thrown around out there, I bet. How much oil is off the coast of California?
I've heard 77 billion barrels.
That's a lot, huh?
Yeah, and the government is smart about it. You know, they want to take the oil from around the globe first, you know, before they actually tap our reserves.
Right.
And that's kind of why they banned drilling for, I think it's been like 15, 18 years.
Yeah, since 1981, actually 27 years.
Yeah.
But you think it's time to start drilling?
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. I'm with everybody else, as in going to our alternative fuels, you know, because we really need to focus on that, and global warming is real.
Right.
But a lot of the people that are against, you know, offshore and oil believe that the platforms are this big polluting thing, you know, and we actually put up comparable amount of emissions to like two tractor trailers a day.
Wow. All right, buddy, you be safe out there, man. Hold on one second. We're going to give you a family four-pack of tickets here to see Chibas USA battle the New York Red Bulls at the Home Depot Center June 28th. Visit cdchivasusa.com for all your latest in Major League Soccer action. Sorry we didn't get to all your calls here, but we're going to talk about something else in the next hour.
Can I just close it with one thing, Tim?
Now you're for it?
You know, like I said, explore everything.
Right.
Okay? Or like you said. Maybe you said that. I get us mixed up sometimes. You said that. But I also think we should explore taking a towel and wiping Jermaine Jackson's face and squeezing it out. I think there's 65 billion gallons of oil in Jermaine's face.
I saw him at California Pizza Kitchen a couple weeks ago.
Was he dripping?
No, he's with two kids. They were so well behaved.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not saying he's not a good father. I'm just saying he's oily.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of lotion Jermaine uses. I think it's Crisco. But I think there's some oil involved if we wipe Jermaine down.
All right. I have to plan a bachelor party over this summer.
Now, you're married, right?
Yes, and I need some help when we come back. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You can check us out on the web. We're webcasting right now, which means we're on with audio and video at 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com. It's Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.